1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
You know, this morning, I want to give it up to our own Brooke Fox.
Hey, I love that.
Because out of all the hosts who do our prank phone calls, she receives the award for most condescending tap character.
Yeah.
Well done, bro.
Thank you.
Very, very impressive stuff.
Really good.
And it's even better when she combines that special skill with a made-up customer service job.
Uh-huh.
Like in today's call, where she speaks with a woman who bought a candle off the internet, and it's been 2 weeks.
Oh,
that candle
weeks.
Is nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, just infuriating.
Now, this woman, infuriating.
Yeah, I'm infurious.
She needs to get that candle before the weekend for her friend's upcoming birthday.
Uh-oh.
But leave it to condescending Brooke to step in and save the day.
That's right.
Sorry, I mean ruin the day.
Yeah, that's also right.
It's your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, my name is Angela from Wonderful Wishes and Gifts. Is this Hannah?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Hannah. So we received your email about an order you placed with us that hasn't arrived. Is that what I understand?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to work through that with you. I just need to confirm this is a custom candle in brown sugar and fig scent, it says.
Yes. And when I bought it online, it said 3 to 5 days shipping. And so I have not gotten any other update because it's been like, I think a little over 2 weeks now.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if it's gotten lost because it's for a birthday present for this weekend.
Okay, that's a lot. That's a lot of story there. And I just want to say, let me just apologize. Okay, we're very sorry that this happened.
Okay, well, can you just tell me where it is? I didn't, like, receive a tracking number or anything.
Yeah, you are a talker. Okay, so I'm looking at your order right now.
Okay.
I see. I'm not seeing any coordinates for the landing area. Did you put those in?
What are coordinates for the landing area? What is that?
Oh, for the landing area. We need your longitude and latitude.
I put my mailing address in the system. That's what.
So this happens sometimes if you're not familiar with our new green shipping delivery system.
I don't understand what that means at all.
We've gone 100% pigeon for Mother Earth.
What is 100% pigeon?
It's very exciting to cut down on emissions. All our products are delivered via carrier pigeon.
So you're saying my candle's being flown to me by a pigeon?
Yeah, or maybe pigeons. It could be one or two. We're not sure. I mean, if they got one of the meteor birds, then maybe it's a solo job. But again, I just need to know your specific coordinates.
I gave you my address. I don't know the coordinates of my house.
Yeah.
You have a manager or a supervisor that can help me with this. This is, like, out of control.
Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but they're just going to ask for the same thing. And, you know, those normal companies, they hate the earth.
I don't care if they hate the earth. At least they give you your stuff on time and they give you a tracking number for where it is.
Okay, well, that's a little selfish, but let me help you because you sound upset.
Yeah, please. I would like something that makes sense. I'm calling to find out where the candle is.
We've established that. Established that. So I'm looking right now in our GPS locator. I'm trying to find out. Let me switch screens here. Oh, do you live near a Mexican park? Like in Mexico?
No, I don't live near a park in Mexico. My address. You have my address.
Remember, we don't do addresses, we just do coordinates, and I think it's fine. It's
just
your courier may have stopped off for a snack.
This is crazy.
But, I mean, we are close, right?
You're nowhere near my house. You're in Mexico. I'm not in Mexico.
Hold on. I got another idea. We could send out a replacement pigeon to go out.
I want my candle delivered by a human being in a UPS truck.
I tell you,
that is what I want, and I want to know where it is and when I'm going to receive it.
Yeah, I understand the convenience in traditional delivery, but we're here to save the environment.
Oh, God, just save it already, lady. I don't care, okay? Just
cancel my order, I'm going to get my car and drive to Target, and I'll have to get a freaking candle from Target.
Oh, wow.
Thanks for nothing.
In your gas-powered vehicle, is that what you're going to do? You're going
to drive? I have a hybrid, so it's fine.
Oh, okay. Hybrid lady. Okay, well, when you're in the car, just make sure that you turn on Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, okay, so that you can maybe hear yourself get pranked on the radio.
What?
Yeah. This is actually Brooke from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, your husband Ray set you up.
Oh,
dude, he
no.
said he'd been stressing out over some candle you ordered for a birthday present and it hasn't arrived yet.
I don't know where the candle is. You know where my candle is?
Yeah, like I said, it's in a Mexican park, I believe.
I really am just going to have to go to Target.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.